Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. And this morning we are spotlighting St. Gregory Catholic School in Zelianople, which is at Butler County, and continues to thrive after more than a century of educating children. My guests this morning are Aaron Harris, who is the principal at St. Gregory's, and Matthew Dunker, who teaches science and health in 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. Aaron and Matthew, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you for having us.
And Aaron, you arrived at St. Gregory's back in 2005, first as a teacher, and then you became the assistant principal and then principal in 2011, which was the school's centennial year. And then more than 250 students are now enrolled in pre-K through 8th grade. And I hear there's a waiting list for some grades. How do you keep growing over the years at St. Gregory's?
Yeah, it's exciting. We are certainly growing, and I think there are many factors. Number one, that area is growing. So there are a lot of people moving north, and they're finding out about St. Greg's and how wonderful it is. So word of mouth. And two, a couple years ago, I opened the preschool. And so that has certainly helped us.
Oh, they didn't
well.
Have a preschool.
We didn't have a preschool prior to 2013. So that seems to have helped a lot, too. And we have full-day kindergarten to offer to the area, and a lot of the public schools have half-day. So, again, I think it's just people are finding out how special St. Gregory School is, and as more people are moving north, they want to become a part of that.
And just a few weeks ago, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette had a wonderful article highlighting the town of Zelianople. It's only 9 miles from Cranberry, and Cranberry and Mars is a very growing area in Butler County, north of Allegheny, and that whole area has just exploded in the last 20 years. I was a seminarian at St. Ferdinand Parish over 20 years ago before I was ordained in 2001, and it's totally different from when I was a seminarian. So I know that area very well. So I can see why St. Gregory's would be expanded because, first of all, that's the only Catholic school up that north area, and you do have St. Killian's in Mars. But so there's a need for Catholic education in Zelianople and Adams Township. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a wonderful little town, and a lot is coming to Zelianople. And I think people are surprised at how close we are. You know, when you hear Zelianople, I think it used to be it's so far away, and now people are realizing we're actually
there's
very close.
On 79.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you're not too far from Beaver County either.
Right.
And now with on-mission groupings, you'll be expanding into the Elwood City area, too. So.
Right.
That's right.
And some listeners might be surprised, Aaron, that Catholic grade school is in a small town like Zelianople is doing so well. And you're really a regional school now, drawing families from four counties, because Zelianople is on the Butler, Lawrence, Beaver, and Allegheny County line. Do you think that also is a success? You're not just Zeelandopol families are coming to St. Gregory's, right?
Oh, definitely. So we have public schools. We have, I think, 11 or 12 public schools that provide us with transportation. So again, what we were just saying, more people are realizing that we're pretty close to them, and that they're getting transportation is a huge help. So we are pulling from a lot of different communities, and it works out very well, for sure.
Now, Matt, you came to St. Gregory's in 2016, and you taught science at the former St. Bonaventure School in Glenshaw, where you grew up as a student. What were your impressions of St. Gregory when you first arrived? Obviously, it was different from being in Glenshaw, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, so I was a student at St. Bonaventure, K-8. And it reminded me a lot of that. Mm-hmm. It had that old feeling of, like, that excitement of going to school. And, you know, it's big enough, but it's not too big, where you know everybody. And, I mean, that's one of the things I noticed. Like, the eighth graders are friends with the kindergartners, nice. You know, and they help each other out. They're bus buddies. So it had that old Catholic school feel that I remembered and I loved when I was growing up. And that's what I noticed, like, immediately.
So you're a product of Catholic education, and now you're a teacher. You're on the other side of the desk, so to speak, right?
Yeah, I am. I don't think some of my old teachers would have ever expected me to be on that side of the desk either. But, you know, I had such a positive experience whenever I was a student. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to be able to give back and to kind of pay it forward, and hopefully give my students the same great experience that I got when I was a student at St. Bonaventure.
Now, why did you choose to teach in a Catholic school versus a public or private or a cyber school?
Well, it just kind of happened by chance, or, you know, God always has a plan for you. So his plan, I think, was for me to be in the Catholic school system. And, you know, you learn so much more than just the academics when you're in Catholic school. And so it taught me how to be, you know, a good person. You know, it gave me a good path, a good moral compass. And so being at St. Greg's, now I'm able to remember and recall all the things I learned as a student, you know, that go well beyond the textbooks. And then I'm able to teach those kids, and hopefully, you know, they won't pick up everything, but hopefully they pick up a few things along the way.
And you're teaching middle school students, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and science and health are very important issues. What are some things that you're seeing with those middle school students? Are they interested in science? Because sometimes math and science and, well, everyone likes health and phys ed, but the science, is that difficult for middle school, or do you see there's a growing interest in that with your students?
Well, it depends on the day.
Yeah, changes, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. But no, I definitely see an interest. And we do a lot of extra science things. We do a PJAS and we do a science bowl. And yeah, I definitely think that there is a growing interest. Mm-hmm. When I was a student, you could not get me to do extra science after school instead of a sport. But you would not believe, like, how eager students are to stay after school to work on a science project. Mm-hmm. Oh, they love it. And so it's heartwarming for me in a lot of ways, you know, and complimentary that they were willing to spend that extra time to continue their science education.
Aaron, do you want to talk a little bit about what makes St. Gregory's School so unique, especially faith formation and academics? Obviously, in a Catholic school, the classes are reading, writing, arithmetic, you know, obviously the math and sciences, health, but the faith is a key thing. Can you tell our listeners a little bit what makes St. Gregory's very unique and special to blend the faith with the academics?
Yeah, it makes us who we are. You know, I'm a big believer that if our students are coming to school feeling loved, or the staff, and even myself, if we're feeling love and comfortable, we're going to be growing. And we're going to be growing academically and spiritually, most importantly, the spiritually. So we infuse our faith into what we do. I tell the kids all the time, I don't want them to just pray. I want them to be prayer. Mm-hmm. You know, I want that to be who they are and who we are. And I think throughout the day, like you said, we're teaching the math and the science and the language arts, but we're infused with our faith at all times. We pray before class, you know, throughout the day. We have church music and, of course, Mass every Friday. In addition to all of that, we read from a book called Jesus Calling. I decided to do that last year because I really wanted them to sort of reflect on Scripture at their level. So many times we're listening to Scripture and we don't really understand. And I think for our kindergartners all the way through 8th grade, they're able to really listen daily to that Scripture and then how can it relate to their lives. So we interrupt the day to talk Scripture. We pray. And like I said, it's just who we are. And I think when the fact that we're fostering this really healthy, loving environment is just a beautiful thing. And people want to be a part of it. They're finding out about it.
And that's why the parents are there.
Exactly.
Having their kids get a good quality Catholic education. And you start the day off with prayer, midday prayer with lunch. And then before you go home, before that bell rings, you end the day with prayer. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a beginning, middle, and end. But that's part of the faith and the formation. And then you teach the kids, you plant that seed at a little young age. And then when they walk out your doors after eighth grade, you instilled that routine, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And do you find that to be helpful and to see the kids grow with the little kids versus the big kids?
Definitely. Yeah. I am so proud. I actually teach the eighth graders confirmation. Nice. And I've been doing it for a long time. And I love to see how genuinely excited they are about their faith. And I like to plant those seeds so that if they're not getting it now, you know, in their spiritual development, it may click when they're 30 or mm-hmm. may click when they're 40. But they're excited about their faith. You can tell. And we have the strong academics. We have to. You know, we want to be a strong Catholic school in regards to the academics and also with the faith. You know, I was told by an eighth grade boy one time, he said, Mrs. Harris, you know, St. Greg's has wonderful faith, you know, and I was like, I can't believe this 14-year-old boy is telling me that he feels the faith in this building. So that was a great moment for us because I know that what we're doing is working.
And for a big school, 250 kids is a large number for mm-hmm. a Catholic school. But even with a big school, the kids are still, it's still a family. So you still keep that small hometown atmosphere inside your school, even though you have a large number.
Right.
How do you keep that balance?
Right. Yeah, I often say that to parents that are coming in for a tour. I'll say, it sounds a little cliche, but we are a family.
Yeah,
it's true.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think everyone feels that way, whether you're a staff member or you're a parent or you're a student. We are a big family and not too big. You know, we're not a huge school, but we still, like Matt had mentioned earlier, it's still that small Catholic school atmosphere. And it's just remarkable. It really is.
And the northern area of Butler County, or northern Allegheny County and southern Butler County, that there's a lot of large public school districts up there. So mm-hmm. you're a big Catholic school, but you're small, where mm-hmm. you're not just a number. So
right.
they don't get lost in the shuffle. It's a big, strong, healthy Catholic school, but a small family, and everyone kind of knows each other.
Absolutely.
Definitely. And they feel that.
And they feel that.
For sure.
Kind of best of the both worlds, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And just driving past St. Gregory's over the years to see the old school building, the original school mm-hmm. building, and then the present school building, and then the addition that was added on several years ago. It's just a beautiful, nice campus just right off the main drive.
It is beautiful.
There.
Yeah, we've done a lot of updates since then, even from the new building 13 years ago, I think it was completed.
Yeah.
We've done a lot even since then.
Keep it current. Good. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment on Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the administrator at St. Bede Parish in Point Breeze. And this morning we are spotlighting St. Gregory Catholic School in Zelianople in Butler County. And we are talking to Erin Harris. She is the principal at St. Gregory's. And Matthew Dunker is the science and health teacher for the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders at St. Gregory's in Zelianople. And Erin and Matt, as we were talking during the break, Matt, we were talking about how it's a large school, but it's small. And I want to focus on the engaging the parents and the families in any school is important. How are the parents and the families involved at St. Gregory's?
Well, like Erin was saying, we're a family, mm-hmm. Very much a family atmosphere. And the parents are there. They're in there in the lunchroom volunteering their time. They're there on Fridays when we go to Mass as an entire school.
Nice.
They volunteer for festivals and sports. So they're always around. And on top of that, we love seeing them. They're so positive.
Mm-hmm.
So that family atmosphere, really, that's what really invites people in. I know as a new teacher, it was so nice to meet so many new people, and they were so welcoming and inviting. that anybody that's an outsider, it doesn't matter if they've known you for 10 minutes or 10 years, they'll invite you in. And so, you know, I always look at things as a sports guy. I look at things as like a team aspect. Mm-hmm. And parents, teachers, they're on the same team. And they're on the team of what can we do that's best for the students, what's best for their children. And so we're in constant communication. And it's a nice feeling at the end of the school year. You know, it's celebratory in a lot of ways. Sometimes it's bittersweet as older students graduate. But at the end of the year, you're thinking job well done. You know, you want to.
We did it. We accomplished something.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Give everybody a high five, like that victory at the end.
Yeah.
And so that team atmosphere, that family atmosphere, it shines through at St. Greg's.
Mm-hmm. Now, Aaron, the parents that are listening here this morning and grandparents, they might say, well, Catholic tuition is an obstacle, and the cost of attending a Catholic school can be way beyond somebody's means. But you said St. Gregory's is one of the most affordable in the diocese. How are you able to help families if they have a concern with the financial obstacles?
Yeah, that is correct. We are one of the lowest tuitions in the diocese, and it was always our goal to keep it that way because we wanted Catholic education to be affordable for everyone. Mm-hmm. So in addition to the low tuition rate, we also have a lot of financial aid available, whether that's through the diocese or through our own St. Gregory grant fund. But there are always ways, you know. Again, everyone that I've worked with, we are big believers in if somebody wants to send their child to Catholic school, we do everything we can to make it work for them. So we're able to do that, and I think that's a reason why our numbers are so high, because people know we're going to work with them and there's aid available out there.
So you would never turn somebody away to,
absolutely,
hey, come in, check it out, take a tour.
Exactly.
And now that we're in October, a lot of people are, oh, it's not too early to think about next year because, you know, a lot of the colleges have open houses and high schools have open houses now in the fall, and this is a great time of year because school's up and running for a month and a half now, and come in and shop around, so to speak, correct?
Right. Not only do we, you know, people are thinking of next year, but I had a meeting with a parent yesterday about bringing their child next week, really. So we have kids that are constantly transferring in mid-year because they find out about it and they want to be a part of it sooner than later.
And Cranberry, because of the corporations located up there, very transit, so people can come and go and move even in the middle of the school year. So you probably have... You're always welcoming people through those doors.
We are.
Despite the start in school.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the other thing I want to mention is how accepting our students are. You know, again, I have kids that are coming in, whether it's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade or as little children. And no matter what, the kids that are at St. Gregory's, like Matt said, are so welcoming and accepting. So it's an easy transition for anybody that's new.
And they not necessarily have to be Catholic either, right?
No. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of non-Catholics. Mm-hmm. Sure. We just support everyone. You know, they're part of the Catholic faith while they're there, but we support even, of course, non-Catholics.
Now, Matt, some St. Gregory students have recently graduated, and now they're in Catholic high schools. They returned to St. Gregory's to speak to the students. What was their message, the alumni coming back home, so to speak?
You know what? It's pretty powerful. When they come back, I mean, first, it's always great to see them, and they always seem excited to come back. And when they were coming back, and some of our most recent students, most recent graduates, talking about the power of prayer in their lives and how, you know, it was instilled in them at St. Gregory and what an important part it's playing in their life right now. Students talking about openly about how important it is and getting the other people to pray for them, you know, special petitions.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And they believe, they're saying that really helped. That was one of the things that got me through that day. So that power of prayer that these guys come back and they talk about, it's a pretty beautiful thing when you hear them speak about it at that age.
Yeah, it's like the, you know, big brothers and big sisters coming back and say, hey, we walked through these halls and sat at these desks.
That's
and
right.
The kids can look up to them as good role models and say, hey, this could be me in the
absolutely
future.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, Aaron, tomorrow obviously is October 15th, and it's an important date here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh as 188 parishes in the 6 counties are being brought together into 57 groupings and eventually become a new multi-size parish as part of the on-mission Church Alive process. For me, being at St. Bede and Point Breeze, I will be now additionally the administrator at St. Charles, Lawanga, and Homewood, and also St. James and Wilkinsburg. So How do you see this opportunity now for St. Gregory School within your grouping of the three parishes of expanding?
Yeah, I'm excited. I see it as a great opportunity to bring together our resources. Mm-hmm. Holy Redeemer in Elwood City closed a year or two ago, so we've already merged. We were sort of ahead of the game, and we welcomed a lot of the Holy Redeemer students in. Now, there isn't another Catholic school, you know, in our area now, but I think merging with St. Ferdinand's especially, it's going to help us.
A lot of young families.
Right? I want them to know about St. Greg's. Mm-hmm. I want them to hear about it. And we already have a lot of students from the St. Ferdinand parish. So I think that it's going to be great. I'm really excited about it. I'm excited to work with Father Gallagher. Mm-hmm. And it's only good things to come.
He was my mentor as a seminarian, and I think he's going to be great with St. Ferdinand's, Holy Redeemer, and St. Gregory's to bring the three together. And, you know, it's a little bit longer drive from Elwood City to Cranberry, but in St. Gregory's is right smack dab in the middle, but a lot closer than what people think.
So, right, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, we're looking forward to it. And again, this goes back to the family situation we talked about. You know, we're all becoming a huge family now, mm-hmm. these three parishes. And so far, so good. Everybody seems to be working very well together.
And that's the whole purpose of my mission, is to bring the parishes and the schools together and communities. And, you know, people are people, and neighbors are neighbors. So it's a lot of people know a lot of people already, and they go to school together and shop together, bank together, and now they can worship together no matter what building it's in. The people are the church, so that's really helpful. Aaron, if somebody is interested in coming to take a look at St. Gregory's School, how would they reach you?
Right, I think the best way right now is to find us online, mm-hmm. on our website. We have a wonderful website. It's stgregzilly.org. You can just Google St. Gregory Zillionople on it, and I'm sure it's the first link. In addition to that, our school phone number is 724-452-9731. We're on Facebook. We have a link on Facebook for the school. So there are many, many ways to get a hold of us if somebody would like more information or a tour.
And Matt, you'll be there to welcome people too, and
absolutely
come into your talk about the science and the health.
Yeah,
right?
I'll take them through.
Yeah, you can be our tour guide.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll enjoy that very much.
Welcome them all and share that what St. Gregory's has to offer. Aaron Harris, the principal at St. Gregory's, and Matthew Dunker, the science and health teacher. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very
much.
We learned a lot about St. Gregory Catholic School in Zillionople and what it has to offer. And go take a tour, give them a call. They'll be glad to show you around. Like I said, Zillionople is very easily accessible. It's only 9 miles from Cranberry Township, right off of 19 and Interstate 79. You can get there from downtown in roughly half hour, 45 minutes. So it's going to be there. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring the Catholic Women's Fellowship Conference, which will be held on Saturday, October the 27th. That's just in a couple weeks. It will be held at the Hyatt Regency Hotel located at the Pittsburgh Airport in Moon Township. The speakers will include Barbara Heil. She's a missionary teacher and evangelist, and Benedictine Father Boniface Hicks, who is a radio host and author. Andrea Thomas will be a songwriter and speaker and worship leader, and is the St. Bernadette DLJCL Administrator of the Ark and Dovenant Retreat Center. And also Bishop Zubik will be celebrating Mass. Again, that is on Saturday, October the 27th, Catholic Women's Conference at the Airport Hyatt. Information, you can visit www.cwfpitt.org. That's cwfpitt.org. For registering and for more information. The Catholic Women's Fellowship Conference, Saturday, October the 27th at the Hyatt Regency Hotel located at the airport. Looks like it's going to be a great afternoon for everyone to attend. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDK Radio.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.